first 10 minutes I would just speak to you and see and make sure, because you're leaving today, and to make sure that you can meditate. So anybody here feels that they don't quite know how to meditate? Because that was one of the main reasons why you came, right? Is to carry away. I mean, this is what the Brahma Kumari specializes in, is the Raj Yoga meditation. And then everything else that you have heard is to reinforce that meditation. So all the practices, the disciplines, it's really to help you create less thought, few thoughts, pure thoughts, kind thoughts. So everything that we do in action actually affects us in meditation. Can I be at peace if I've just had a conflict with somebody? No. And that's why we need the knowledge of good action, or we need the knowledge of karma. Because anything that pulls on my thought won't allow me to meditate. And so, yes, we give the knowledge of the soul, which is thought, and then, you know, words, and then actions. Because all three are connected. Whatever you think will inevitably come into your action. Even as a vibration like this, if you don't like somebody, you'll even go, you know, let me keep away from this one. And that's why the seed, the root, is the thought. And so many times people go to lots of self-development classes. Yes, they help. They're like I would call a band-aid. But the real effort that needs to be made is changing the quality of your thoughts. Is changing the pattern of your thoughts. And so really, the more you sit in meditation, the more you want to sit in meditation. The less you sit in meditation, the less you think it doesn't matter. Like, the less you want to sit. Because you realize, as you sit more in meditation, you realize the effect of it. Because every time, you must have noticed here, every time you sit in meditation, the effect of it stays with you, right? Even if it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, half an hour, 1 hour, it stays with you, right? Do you all agree? Yeah. So imagine if you just meditated 5 minutes in the morning. Is it going to last you for 24 hours? No. And so really it's an act of mercy on the self. That's how I see it for myself. That I need to meditate for me, because I love myself, I care for myself too much not to meditate. And so with those thoughts, you should carry away this practice that I need to spend time with myself. And again, think about it, how can we give time to others? How can we give energy? How can we give anything that's pure or valuable if I myself am not replenished? The reason why there's, you know, conflict or misunderstanding or animosity is because I don't have the power to be tolerant, or I don't have the power to be patient, or I don't have the time to listen to you. I don't have the power. And so if we just again remind ourselves of the title of the topic, it's our inner peace that actually gives us inner power. And you can generate that. You generate it with your thoughts. Can you buy peace anywhere? you go and buy power? No. And okay, you came here, but we simply facilitated, you know, facilitated your meditation, your journey. In other words, we created the right atmosphere, we gave you the music, the commentaries, but you actually made the effort. In other words, you with the power of your thoughts generated more power for yourself. So do you not think you can do this when you get back? Just takes practice. So really, I would suggest make a point, you know, at least you all should now be able to meditate at least 15 minutes in the morning. When you wake up, just wake up 15 minutes prior to your usual waking time and sit with yourself and just practice creating very high thoughts. Very, okay, 5 P's, okay? I want you to walk away with 5 P's. Pure thoughts, peaceful thoughts, positive thoughts, powerful thoughts, and purposeful thoughts. If they don't have a purpose, don't think it. So in your morning meditation, this should be the criteria for your thinking. Say, for example, you've got an interview or something. Something challenging coming up in the day. You're not sure how it's going to go. Just create these 5 types of thoughts. And what you do when you do that, when you create those thoughts, it's like you clear the way for the day. Like any obstruction that's going to come, any energy that's going to come that's negative, you clear your journey. And so that path, you know, becomes smooth, it becomes easy. And you just do it with your thought. So really carry away this importance that your thought is extremely powerful. That's why even Dadi was emphasizing, and we also know this, we emphasize this, don't waste your thoughts. If anything happens, really put a full stop. Ask yourself, is it worth it? You know, somebody, say, sat in your seat, or somebody said something to you over breakfast, or, you know, or somebody got on the bus and then you couldn't get on the bus, and, you know, anything. Don't create an extra waste thought. It's not necessary. And who causes damage then? To whomself? Me. Any extra waste thought is not helping them, is it? If you took my seat, is it helping you if I create that waste thought? No, it's not helping anybody. And so this is the other thing, just keep moving on, moving on, full stop and moving on. You see all of us, right? You've seen the escorts, you've seen the people in Madhuban. I mean, we try to practice this on a daily basis. This is how there is harmony. This is how there is unity. If we weren't all working on ourselves, this organization would not run. You know, there'd be a lot of vices of power, competition, jealousy, you name it. But when each one takes ownership, you know, of their thoughts, when each one becomes responsible for their behavior, that's when we can start to work together cohesively. And so, yes, everything begins with the thought. And then a simple, something simple that, a simple method that will allow you to remember how to meditate, is you just go inwards, right? So turn your attention away from everything. You're seeing everything, but your attention is not there. So you go inwards, then you go upwards, connect with the Supreme. Because what did we hear? That he is the petrol station. He's the only one that's going to, you know, put fuel into the soul. And then we go outwards. So inwards, upwards, and outwards. In other words, once we take power from God, we are then able to spread that light and might. And that's what we are, isn't it? We are all just reflecting God's light. We are just mirrors. We take God's light and we reflect it. And what we have to do every day is make sure that that mirror is clean, is polished, so that that light can reflect the most. So leave with those thoughts that I'm also a messenger of God. I'm reflecting God's light. Because when you have that consciousness, again, you have to have very clean thoughts. And yes, sometimes, you know, people say, but if you're too nice, people take advantage of you. This is what I hear sometimes. But if you think about it, there has to be a balance in everything. That's why we say love and law. That's why we say loving and detached. I was thinking about the rain, you know, like before I came, my sister was here. And during her time, it was raining most of the time. So when I came, I said, oh, it's so nice, it's so nice. She said, no, I want the sun, I want the sun. And I realized that, yeah, everything has to be in balance. We need the rain, but we need the sunshine. Imagine if it rained 365 days. Would that be fun? No. So we need all the qualities. You know, there's a time to be loving, and then there's a time to step back. And that's how you can keep your balance. That's how, you know, you can maintain your power. So it's not that others necessarily will take advantage of you. I mean, we were nice. Did you take advantage of us? No. You know, when the quality is, you know, in a disciplined way, then nobody takes advantage of you. When your love is in a disciplined manner, then nobody takes advantage of you. So don't be afraid to be nice. Don't be afraid to be kind. Don't be afraid to be sweet. You know, it's okay. Because this is what happens in the world. People are afraid. Okay, so let's begin. Any questions? Because as I said, this is the last time we're meeting, so before we do a meditation. Everybody's leaving full? Yeah? Okay, really it's been a pleasure having you. Lovely group, thank you. So yeah, just sit comfortably. If you like, you can focus here on me, or you can focus on the focal point. Yeah, just take a deep breath, and as you breathe in, imagine that all the oxygen is going to every cell of the body. With every breath you take in, taking in peace. And with every breath that you exhale, are releasing all the stress and tension. As your breaths become slower and fewer, your breathing becomes deeper as well. As the mind becomes relaxed, the body too becomes relaxed. So just tell your body now that for the next few moments, it just has to sit still. Try not to move your hands, your legs. If there is an itch, just try and resist it. Because we want to completely remove our attention away from the body. And we do that by now focusing on the point of light. I am a point of light. Just kind of float in that consciousness of I am a point of light. Not this body of flesh and matter and bones, but just a point of light. Living energy. And I, the spark, am radiating light and might. And so now you see the rays of light emanating from that spark. Rays of light create the atmosphere, atmosphere, soul sphere, which means the aura around the soul. And that's how I create a peaceful atmosphere. Just with one thought of peace, I create a peaceful atmosphere. With one thought of love, I create a loving atmosphere. With one pure thought, I create a pure atmosphere. As a master of the self, I am in charge of the thoughts I create. not that I'm stimulated by something outside of me, but I consciously create the thoughts that my mind should entertain. So right now, just feel your self-sovereignty, which means feel yourself to be the master. When you go back home, you will be the master of your home. In the same way, you are the master of your mind, your intellect, and your sanskars, your personality traits. And so you tell them what to do. The mind is like a little child, just continually pumping thoughts. And so, to keep the mind busy in right thoughts, I tell the mind, okay, let's think about this right now. Let's play with this idea. A positive idea. And the intellect is like the wise grandparent, keeping a check on the thoughts of the mind. Constantly checking those thoughts. But sometimes that grandparent falls asleep. The intellect falls asleep. And so the child gets its way. And so now we make the intellect strong. Again, just with one powerful thought, I tell the intellect to check, to censor every thought. I tell the intellect that it has to judge the thought accurately, otherwise I might regret my action. And all this is done very lovingly. Don't create force. If you try to force your mind, force your intellect, they'll rebel. And so with tender, loving care, I nurture my mind and my intellect. Moving from the state of soul consciousness of I am the point, I now carry my attention upwards past this physical world to the soul world. Just as you would take your thoughts back home now, and you feel yourself to be at home in the same way, I take my thoughts and I go to the home of I, the soul. And the home of I, the soul, has to be silence. Has to be peace. Has to be stillness. And I arrive at the supreme light. There's me, the light, the small light, and there is the supreme light generating lots of power. Brighter than 1,000 suns. And just as I remember, reconnect with my father, my mother, my friend, my companion, that connection, that remembrance draws power. Just as when you remember somebody who you love, or somebody who has helped you a lot, it brings a smile to your face, or a certain strength, or courage. This is power. And so as I connect with the Supreme, as I'm lost in that love, in the ocean of love, I also become Master Ocean of Love. Baba is so full and abundant. That his treasure store is open. And each one of us can take as much as we want. So if you love someone, you want to stay in their company. And so I want to stay in the company of the Supreme. because for the next few moments I'd like you to just take your time with Baba. And I'd like you to make a promise to him. A promise to change a certain habit. A promise to bring about at least one transformation in yourself. We don't beg for power from Baba, but as a child I know that he is there. And so just spend the next few moments now talking to Baba in your mind. And telling him that this is what you would like to change. And then let it go. And let God. I'd like you to visualize that you are free of that habit. And how well you feel because you are free of that habit. How happy you feel. How freeing. Because addiction is only a thought, a repetitive thought. And so one thought can cancel another thought. Just has to be a more powerful thought. So visualize yourself interacting with others without that habit. We feel the best when we operate from virtue, not from vice. And so now for the third exercise, I'd like you to just look at your soul and make a list of all your wonderful qualities. There's no need to have ego because you're not going to tell anyone. But just acknowledge to yourself that yes, I can be patient. I'm loving. I can be kind, humble. Whatever it is, just look at yourself and spend the next moments reminding yourself that you are full of many qualities. Just look back into your life where sometimes you were pressed to exercise a certain quality, say perhaps endurance or courage. So just remind yourself of these. Just come back to the awareness of this room. That your suitcase of the soul is tightly packed. That you carry away only what is essential. Good wishes for your physical and spiritual journey. Om Shanti. And I think you all enjoyed that a lot, right? So, enjoy again.
Om Shanti, good morning. Today is our last day. I know all of you have enjoyed yourself very much and can see all the contentment, satisfaction on your faces compared to when I see you when you first arrived. Yes, you're right, sparkling, yeah. Just as Aruna said just now, all of us in the team actually enjoyed organizing this whole thing for you, even though it's sometimes last minute things that we have to make sure it's okay. But it's really a pleasure to be able to serve and also to be with you.